What makes a good doctor? Physicians like to think of themselves as members of a profession, but definitions of profession and professionalism change. A century ago, a doctor was considered to be part of a social elite. He, and medicine, was then very much a masculine endeavor, had a unique mastery of a special body of knowledge. He professed a commitment to levels of competence and integrity that he expected society to respect and trust. This commitment formed the basis for a social contract between the profession and the rest of the community. In return for the moral values, knowledge, and technical skills displayed by doctors, society awarded them the authority, independence, and privilege to regulate themselves. This version of professionalism is now dying out. Doctors are no longer masters of their own knowledge. For a start, in many Western countries, the number of women at medical schools now exceeds that of men. The public is also far more educated than it was a century ago. Patients have access to the same information as doctors. They may know more than most doctors about their own condition. Meanwhile, doctors increasingly work in teams. Their responsibilities are shared with many other professionals, nurses, therapists, and pharmacists, for instance. The medical hierarchy might still favor the doctor. And it is true that the doctor still takes final responsibility for a patient's care. But the notions of absolute mastery and control no longer hold.